Okay, Rabosa, we are up to 64a. Samach and Dalit Amar Al towards the top, the first line. Musav Sak Al Vesha Tam Mishim Arik. Beyond the tuma of a regular piece of cloth or garment, we have the sack, which is a which is like a sack. It's another type of garment. It's just not woven. It is woven, but it's not as nice. Atu beged lav ariku. What do you mean? How's it more tame than a regular beged? Is it not also? Aren't they both woven? Hachikam or musaf sak ala beged. Afu she'enu arik tame. Even if a sack, even if some kind of fabric, which is considered a sack, some kind of garment, is not woven, is still going to be tame. So what is the situation? So here in the Rashi says, well, the Gemara is going to talk about it. So let's go through it. So the Gemara says, "My chazi, what's it befitting?" Amar Rabbi Yochanan shekein ani kolei shalosh nimin v'tola b'tzavar bito. Rabbi Yochanan said a poor person could occasionally braid three goat hairs and hang it on the daughter's neck as a decoration. So that's what it means, that it's some kind of connection of goat hairs, but they're not necessarily a full garment. So turn around a sack. Inli al sack. Menan the rabbis says a kilkul bias a chabak. I know now that a sack is rather is just a piece of whatever is considered to be mekabel tuma. So how do I know about the reins of an animal and the band that holds the saddle? So tamalama o sack. The word oh, maybe you're going to tell me it's going to. I'll also include the ropes and the things that pull the dog. Here it says cords. So tam lomar sak ma sak tviva arig. I'll call tviva arig. It at least has to be spun and woven, even if it's not completely woven together like arig. It has to at least be the threads have to be threaded somehow, as opposed to ropes and cords are not made from spun threads. I don't know what they're made of, but they're not. Okay, Hari Omer B'meis, the Barsa says, V'chol Kli'or V'chol Ma'aseh Izim V'gomar Tischatau, that anything that comes by Tamei Meis, so anything that's made of skins and all the works of goat hairs, they should all become Tischatau. Here means to be purified. So Rabba Sakel Kibes HaChavak, that also includes the reins and the band. For the saddle, Yachoshani Marbe Sachal Vesa Meshichos, maybe you're going to say by Tamei Meis, you would include the ropes and the pull cords. So the Dinhu, so it can't be. Timei Besheretz V'Timei Meis. Mashke Timei Besheretz Lo Timei Ela Tviva. Just like when it comes to the Sheretz, because of what we're saying before, Mekabel Tuma in general has to be considered Tamei, it is only considered Tamei or Mekabel Tuma if it's woven. Afshe Timei Meis Lo Timei Ela Tviva. It's only the only thing that you could say is so too with the tamei meis. It can only be with woven and spun. Heinin kekel tuma sheres shehi kala nakba tuma sameis yichamura. So why would these two things ever be connected? If we're going to say by tuma sheres that it's not going to be, so why would we be? Why would that necessarily mean that by Tamei Meis we're going to also be lenient and say it's not become Tamei? Maybe it's going to be more stringent. So Tamei Lomar Beged V'Or Beged V'Or L'Gzeir Shava. Therefore, we really need a much greater teaching, which is not just to say, oh, if it applies here, it applies there, because Tamei Meis is more Chamor. And if it's more Chamor, that means we can't necessarily learn that from Tamei Sheret. So Kamash Malan, we need this Gzeir Shava. So now Mar Beged V'Or B'Sheretz, V'Namar Beged V'Or B'Meis. They both say, both places, Ma Beged V'Or, Ha'omar B'Sheretz, Lo Timei Ela Tavi V'Erig, A Beged V'Or, Ha'omar B'Meis, Lo Timei Ela Tavi V'Erig. It's only if spun and woven, we learn it from Gzeir Shav, and not just because one and therefore we apply it to the other. Ma Beged V'Or, Ha'omar B'Meis, Timei Koma Se'izim, A Beged V'Or, Ha'omar B'Sheretz, Timei Koma Se'izim. So the same Gzeir Shav teaches us that when it comes to the what comes from a goat hairs, so too anything that comes from leather and sheretz is also going to apply to sheretz. Also going to become tamei for goat hairs. Let me say that again. Ma beged v'or ha'omer meis, just like garment and leather, which is by tamei meis, is going to also be mitami, is going to cause impurity to anything made out of goat hairs. So to anything that's a garment or is leather by sheret, meaning by regular tumah, that also would also be metame goat hairs for regular tumah too. So ainli elo davar haba min ha'izim. I only know when it comes to ma'ase izim, things that come from goat hairs. I mean, the rabbis davar haba miznav hasus miznav apara. What about the tail hairs from the horse and the goat? Tamalomar osak. We get it from the O. So wait a second. The O v'ha piktele kilkele v'chavak. We just used that to include the reins and the saddle bands that we talked about before. So that it's included in tide of tumas sheretz, which we then apply through Gzer Shava to Mosmates. So Hani Milu Mikami Ditis Gzer Shava. That's only that Bryce that we said before, that statement that we learned Osak to teach us the reins and the saddle band, that was only before the Gzer Shava. But Hashtas Gzer Shava, Ayatzar Lay. Once we had the Gzer Shava, so we didn't need that anymore. The Gzer Shava taught us that both are applied to both, and therefore the Pasuk of Osak is therefore available to teach us that you can use the tail of the donk, the horse and the cow. So we're doing a little bit of moving around the pieces and filling in different spots. For Eliyahu b'sheretz tumas meiz minayin. How do we know? We just learned that you can use the tails for tumas sheretz from the pasuk osak. So how do we know it also applies to tumas meiz, meaning defiled by a dead body. It says it makes sense. If you're going to do it, the same thing as we said before. Wait a second. Hein imriba betumas erev shim ruba nirabe betumas shiva shi tum muetes. We included it in Tumas Erev. Why would that necessarily mean we're also going to include it in Tumas Meitz? It's more chamor by Tumas Meitz. Therefore, it should not necessarily be also. It should not also be. Oh, this is the other way around. This is saying that it is Tameh. So the question is, hold on. Oh, right. Tumas Erev Shehi Meruba. There are so many things that become Tame by Tumas Sheretz. But Tumas Mace, even though it's seven, there's only one thing that can cause it, which is the dead person's body. So why would we necessarily say that it's also going to be there? Maybe there's a tzad lahakel by Tumas Meis. So Tama Lor Begad V'Or, Begad V'Or, Begzer Sheva. We say, no, it's Begzer Sheva. Never Begad V'Or, Beseres, Menem, Rav Begad V'Or. B'Meis, Ma Begad V'Or, Amor Beseres, Asa Dovar Abba Miznav, Asus Miznav, Apark Ma'ase Yizim, Ma Begad V'Or, Haomer Beis, Asa Dovar Abba Miznav, Asus Miznav, Apark Ma'ase Yizim. It sounds like the same Gzer Sheva. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Mufnet to Elav, Mufnet to Ikum Livrach, Malish Eretz, Kim Atam, Yukadasha. It must be that it's open. What does that mean? Open. So this is a whole concept about Gzer Sheva. We can't go into it right now. But Gzer Sheva basically means you can't have already learned one thing from the other. You can't have already, if you have Gzer Sheva, A to A. So then one of those A's, both of those A's have to be open for learning. You can't say that A teaches us this and the other A teaches us that, and then say that the A and the A can teach each other. That's not, you can't work, they have to be open for interpretations. So Gemara says it has to be open, and because if each of these words, beged or, weren't open, so then you could have reflected this, you could have rejected this concept and said that there's a difference, that sheretz, tumas sheretz, is more chamor because it applies to even a smaller amount than tumas meis, which has to be with a kezias. So the fact that it's open, meaning when it's open, then you're not allowed to refute it. Gzer Shava can only be refuted if it's making a drasha for something which is not open. But the fact that these are open means you can't disagree with it. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So the Gemara says that it must be free because it makes a whole drasha about, we're not going to go into the shech vazera is not needed for it, and therefore the whole pasuk of chol beger shevachol asheyel of shech vazera is open for using the drasha because it wasn't necessary for that drasha. Okay, we're not going to get into specifics because it's just sort of getting to the end of the end of the discussion. Akasu mufni mitzad echad, who it's still open from one side. Hanich leman tamar mufni mitzad echad lemeidim meyam yeshivin, and leman tamar demeidim yeshivin mayil kamemar. So it says it's only open on one of the sides. Only one of the drushes is open, and therefore you could, according to one opinion, you could still refute it. So demeis nami if nui mufni, no, both the sides are open, not just that one side of the masharet of begin or, but also the meis. How do you know? Michni meis milkash. So we already knew it from Shech Vazera teaches you about Tomei Meis because of the connections of the wordings there. So then when it says Beged and Or, just like the last time, just when it says Beged and Or by the dead body, so why do we need it? So Shema Melech Nui must be open that we can use it there, Shabbat. Fine. New idea. When it comes to getting the spoils of war from the Midianim, so then the Gemara says, the Pasuk says that he brought a carbon for all of this, all of these spoils. So Amar Rabbi Elazar Agil, is that Devus Shel Dadin? When the Pasuk says Agil, it's referring to is a mold the shape of a woman's breast, which they wore over them as some kind of ornament. So kumaz zed fush shel beis harechem. A kumaz is a mold in the shape of the woman's womb, which they would also put down there for some kind of I think protection. I think we're going to see it soon. I'm Rav Yosef Ihachi. Hanu, we've been talking about choch davar maybe liakichoch. That's why it says Rav Yosef that the Targum Onkelos translates kumaz, which is used by a woman, by her womb, so he translates it as machoch, which is something like, I think it's related to chayach, like a smile. It's something that brings laughter because it's like an inappropriate thing. So Amalei Rabba Megufi Dekresh Shema Amina Kumas Kan Makom Zima. This is a place of lewdness. So that's what the word kumaz is sort of like an acronym for those words. So you don't really need Uncle Liz to teach us that that's what it means. Vayikzav Moshe al Pukri Achayel Amr of Nachman Amr Rabba Bar Avu. And that's the place in that same parak. It says that that Moshe Rabbeinu was angry with them. So Amr of Moshe Yisrael Shem Echazartim Kolchem HaRishon. Maybe you went back to what you were doing before, meaning that you were engaging with the Midjanim woman. So Amr lo lo nifka bimenu ish, no, we didn't do anything. Amr lo han im kein kapara lama, why do we need kapara? So then, they had brought the spoils for this. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we have to fix this. So Amr lo, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the problem. Imidi aver yatsanu, we didn't do anything physically wrong. Midi hira lo yatsanu, we did think about doing things wrong. Mi'am enak avis karban Hashem, so he brought the carbon. So tam de be rabbi shemal mi'avneim ha'utruch li yisrosh bo sredar kapar, why didn't he kapar mi'mneish zanu ha'eneim min ha'erba? Because they nourished their eyes, zanu, they like mazon. They were satisfied from what they saw in erva categories, and exactly what that means. Amr Avshesim Ma'am Manach Kasev Tachshit Shabachut Shem Tachshit Shabefnim. Why did the pasuk say the outward decoration, the outward jewelry, along with the inner jewelry? Lomar Lach Kol Mistakem Be'etzva Ketana Shel Ish Kilu Mistakem Makom Ketorfa. Anyone who looks at even a finger of a woman with lust is considered like they're looking inner at their inner places also. Torfa here can mean a bunch of things. Here it says that it means her genitals, meaning just looking at that with some kind of lustful eye is as if you're just looking at a finger, which is innocent, is as if you're looking at the inside parts of the body too. That's why the pieces of jewelry are all listed together, the inner ones and the outer ones, to teach you that they're the same thing. Okay, new Mishnah. A woman's allowed to go out into the open, into the public domain, with pieces of hair, whether they're her own or whether they're her friend's, or whether they're from an animal. When it comes to tefes, some kind of ornament, some kind of jewelry, and sarbitin, it's only if they are sewn together, so that they're not going to be kavul. A woman can go into a courtyard, which means a private domain, with a one of the kavul we talked about before is like a hat, and with a shetel, nachris, pe'a nachris, not just strands of hair, but even entire shetel, whole wig. B'mochshav asna, b'mochshav sandala. The moth, like a cloth. People who are familiar with Hilchos Nina know this what this means. It means some kind of plug that you put in your ears, or if you put it on your sandal, or with something you do for Nida. Pipilpel, right? All these things are to catch certain things, like blood or some kind of bruise or earwax. Right? You're trying to soak it up, whatever it is. Pipilpel v'galkal melach v'chol davar shenitan toch pia b'vash l'tzitzim l'chachil b'shabbos v'nafal l'tachzir. You're allowed to go out with pepper or a grain of salt or anything in your mouth, as long as she doesn't put it in on Shabbos. They were there from before Shabbos, so then you're allowed to go out with them in your mouth before Shabbos. These are all sort of like helpful things, medicinal things that a woman does, maybe for bad breath or stuff like that. Shein toteves, if you have a fake tooth, or shein shel zav, Rabbi Matar Recham Osrim, Rabbi says you're allowed to. Chacham say you're not, because you might take it out and show it to people. We're talking about the hair now. It gave three examples: her hair, her friend's hair, and animal hair. So Tzricha has to use all three. The reason that you might think she's allowed to go out with her own strands of hair is because it's not disgusting. Maybe you would think that a friend's hair you wouldn't be allowed to, because it is disgusting. And that's why the mission says no. You can even go with her friend's hair. If you're going to say with her friend's hair, as long as it's your friend's hair, it's still human hair, and therefore it's still relevant for a person to go out with. It's not crazy. About the behema lavar minahu. Ema low. Maybe you would think you can't go out with animal hair because that's way out of the category of acceptable. So tzricha, that's why the mission has to say all three. You're allowed to go out with all three. Tanu v'vashlo tetsi yalda b'shel zekeno zekeno b'shel yalda. As long as a woman, an older woman, doesn't go out with a younger woman, doesn't go out with older woman hair, and an older woman hair, older woman doesn't go out with young woman hair. So b'shelam zekeno b'shel yalda shevachula. The reason you would think that maybe an older woman could go out with a younger woman's hair is because it's beautiful. And it's more praiseworthy for her. It looks good for her. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell us you can't do that. Why do you have to tell us that an all younger woman can't go out with an older woman's hair? Why would she ever do that? You don't have to tell me that she would never do that. So it doesn't look good. So I did tan zakena shel yada, tan ham yad v'shel zakena. Once it says one, it says the other. Haraya that they didn't dress up as old ladies for Purim, I guess. You're allowed to go with a sheitel into a courtyard. Anything you're not allowed to go into a shisrab, and you're not allowed to go even into a chatzar, which is a private domain, except for this hat and the wig. So Rabbi Nani bar Sasa, which you're allowed to go into the courtyard, and you're not allowed to go, and you're allowed to go out into... you're allowed to go into the chatzer. So but you wouldn't necessarily be allowed to go out into the Rosh Hashanah, except for if it's really held down tightly, which we'll see. Rabbi Nani Bar Sason, Yishmei Rabbi Yishmael Amar Hakol, well, everything is like the woolen cap, and you're allowed to go into the chatzer. So Tanu, Tanan, the Mishnah says a different Mishnah. Kabul pay and dachras the chatzer. You're allowed to go into the chatzer with this hat and with your wig. Bishlam l'rav nicha el rabbi anani bar sason kasha. Why does our Mishnah specifically say the pei nachras and the kavul? Presumably according to Rabbi Anani, so presumably everything is included in that category. So why would the Mishnah specify those two? Rabbi Anani bar sason mishmei deman kamarle. Who's it going according to? Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi, tana hu palik. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi is a tana, and he's allowed to disagree with that Mishnah, and that's who Rabbi Anani is going according to. So he doesn't have to justify the Mishnah. The Mishnah is clearly going according to the other opinion, but he doesn't. He's not beholden to it. Rabbi Mashnahani, why is a copper kavul, a woolen cap, okay, and why is a wig okay, but nothing else? So then the woman doesn't become bad looking to her husband, when they're in the courtyard or something they go into, that she should remain in need. So originally the rabbi said that when it says in the pasuk you should be in nida, it means that v'hadava b'nidasa, here it says maybe it means that she should be and of her that is sick in her menstrual status. It means that she should be her Nida. So the rabbis say she shouldn't do anything that beautifies herself because she's a Nida. You're not supposed to engage with a Nida, and therefore she shouldn't put on makeup, and she shouldn't put other types of makeup on that I don't know, rouge, and she shouldn't adorn herself with other colorful clothing. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Kiva Limit, Rabbi Kiva came along and says, that's not what it means. Imkain, if that's what it meant, Atamagana, Baal of Nimtzvah, Magarsha. Then these women are going to get divorced all the time because the men aren't going to be attracted to them. The Chiddush of the Pasuk, that she should remain a Nida, is referring to after even in the 7 days, she should still be considered a Nida. They can't be together until she goes into the mikvah, which is how we pass. So Amar Avido Amar Rav, the rabbi said, anytime that it says, we've taught this Gemara on Shabbos after Yunshir, anytime that the rabbis say that it's us because of Marasayim, what it's going to look like. So even indoors, even in secrecy, when nobody else is watching, it's still considered Maris Ayin. And all it is, yeah, let's do the next part. Time lo bezug afal pi sheb pakuk. You're not allowed to go out with a bell, even if it's plugged up. V'tani idach pokek lo zog b'sav rab and ta'amim ma'v'chatzer. But it says you're allowed to go into the chatzer with this bell, even if it's bound up. So it seemed like that's a chadri chadram, that's inside of a courtyard, and it says you're allowed to do it. But wait a second, I thought that even if it's indoors, the reason you're not allowed to go out with it is into Rosh Hashanah, is because it looks like a bell and people are going to think otherwise. That's Maris Ayin. Once they're inside the courtyard, so then it should also be a problem because it's even inside of a courtyard. So Gemara says, no, Tanaihi, it's really Machlokes Tanaim, Tana Shot Chamba, Valok Neged Ha'am, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Ostrin. One who puts clothes in the water on Yontif, so to dry them out, so you're allowed to spread them out in the sun, just not where other people can see them. So that's one town. One town says you're allowed to do that as long as no one else sees. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, no, even indoors, you're not allowed to do it, even if no one else is watching. So this is my focus for tonight, whether or not this concept of Maris Ayin applies not only outdoors where people can see, but also indoors where people can't see. And that's why there's no problem with that mission that says by the bell that if it's plugged up, you're allowed to do it in the chatzer, which is relevant also to the wigs, because we said that you're allowed to go out in the chatzer with wigs, even if outside you're not allowed to, lest you come to take it off. Okay, shkayach.